Most people want to feel confident that the folks who teach their kids or who weigh in on their well-being are professionals. But in the case of school psychologists, does that mean they have to be licensed? That's a question a measure passed by the State House Education Committee looked to answer as we went into the weekend. The bill has already passed the Health Committee, and now as one more referral has yet to weigh in, the question is dividing psychologists. Dr. Alex Bivens is the Hawaii Psychological Association. He's with the Hawaii Psychological Association, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
I'm glad to be here, and I should tell you that I am an HPA member, a Hawaii Psychological Association member, but I'm not really representing the Hawaii Psychological Association per se. I am a stakeholder in this bill, though, because I'm the training director for school-based behavioral health on Kauai. And so I certainly do training and also work alongside of school psychologists. And it's very much part and parcel of my daily work to work with them in a collaborative way. Anything that affects school psychologists would definitely be something that affects me as well.
On a personal level, as in many ways, too, as we see with people looking to get into the field, this is something that, according to the Hawaii Psychological Association, might be a barrier to entry and to winnow down an even, a smaller pool of potential applicants.
Well, you're right. And so here's the thing. In many ways, the Hawaii Psychological Association is very supportive of school psychologists. And for example, if a school psychologist with a PhD from a school psychology program were to get licensed, they would be eligible for full membership in the Hawaii Psychological Association. So this is something that people should know, that psychologists who come from school programs that get PhDs are eligible to be licensed in the state of Hawaii. And so it isn't that a school psychologist can never get a license as the law is now. And so that's the first thing I want to say. And then the next thing I want to say is that I work alongside school psychologists on a very regular basis.
So what's in the problem with just having the school psychologists, licensed? If they already have a licensure or can get licensure, why do we need a bill like this?
Well, this bill would certainly relax the requirements for licensure, and so when a person with a school psychology PhD looks to get a license in the state of Hawaii, they would have to pass all of the same requirements that any psychologist, a clinical psychologist, for example, has in order to get a license, and those are relatively rigorous requirements. So today, if you're in Hawaii and you're a licensed psychologist of any sort, the requirements for that are quite rigorous. It involves a significant year-long intensive internship in behavioral health training, where you're learning to do psychotherapy and testing, and this is in addition to all of the schooling and all of the training practica that you received before. And in addition to that, similar to a medical residency, there's a full year of postdoctoral training that is required as well. So once you even get your degree, you're still not licensed until you complete another couple of thousand hours of supervised experience. Now, this is a relatively high bar, and so this new bill would relax those requirements for certain people who are doing work in the field of school psychology, and these are people who may call themselves school psychologists right now at the school level. So that's what this bill is doing.
So how torn do you feel about this personally?
Well, actually, I guess my concerns really are, I can see it in both ways. On the positive side, what this bill would do is standardize the requirements for anybody to call themselves a school psychologist. And so right now, since those terms are not particularly well defined, Anybody who gets hired in a school psychology position by the DOE would, well, their position would be a school psychologist, mm-hmm. and so they could call themselves that. And frankly, you could probably see that there's some variability in how qualified or how well trained each of those individuals is. In other words, as the law is now, once you get hired into that position, there's probably a pretty wide range of qualifications that are maintained by those folks.
Dr. Bivens, we have to go in just a second. So, you know, for you at this point, this is a matter of constancy and quality all the way around, but also potentially having some barriers that would allow a small pool of people who might enter to possibly feel that maybe it would be a little easier for them to do that.
Right. Well, that would be the problem. My biggest concern would be the law of unintended consequences.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, my biggest concern would be, what does this mean to the school system? Would they be able to fill their positions sufficiently?
Yeah, and we know that there are about 40% or so of the positions that are not yet filled.
And so if you make it even harder to fill those positions, then what you just have is not enough people functioning as school psychologists in the schools. And that, to me, is not a good thing. So,
okay. We've got to go, so I thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. Take care now.
Dr. Alex Bivens is a licensed clinical psychologist. He's been working in school-based behavioral health for the past 16 years and is the director of training for the school-based behavioral health program on Kauai.